Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Forces of Nature by Professor Brian Cox is a popular science tour that links everyday experience to the grand architecture of the universe, written for curious non-specialists. It builds from familiar observations like patterns in snow and the flow of rivers toward deeper ideas about matter, energy, time, and the laws that shape everything from atoms to galaxies. Cox is known for translating complex physics into vivid mental pictures, and this book follows that approach by emphasizing how a small set of principles can generate astonishing variety. Rather than presenting physics as a list of equations, it highlights how scientists reason, test, and refine explanations, and why beauty and simplicity often guide discovery. Along the way, readers are invited to see nature as an interconnected system where the same underlying forces drive weather, geology, life, and cosmic evolution. The result is a sweeping narrative that aims to restore a sense of wonder while giving readers a sturdier understanding of the physical world. I will give you key takeaways from this book firstly. From everyday patterns to universal laws, a central theme is that the universe is not a collection of unrelated curiosities, but a coherent system governed by a small number of rules. The book uses approachable examples, such as the geometry of snowflakes, the branching of trees, or the sculpting of landscapes, to show how order can emerge from simple interactions repeated across scales. This helps readers grasp a key scientific idea. Many complex forms are consequences of symmetry, conservation, and the tendency of systems to follow paths that balance competing constraints. Cox emphasizes that laws of nature are not arbitrary human inventions, but compact descriptions of regularities that persist whether one is studying a drop of water or a spiral galaxy. By connecting the familiar to the cosmic, the narrative reduces the intimidation factor of physics and encourages readers to ask better questions. Why do certain shapes appear again and again in nature? Why do some processes feel irreversible? Why can mathematical relationships describe physical reality so effectively? These bridges make the later discussions of forces and fields feel like natural extensions of common experience rather than sudden leaps into abstraction. Secondly, gravity as the architect of structure. Gravity serves as one of the main guides through the book because it is both intuitive and profoundly far-reaching. The discussion typically begins with the way gravity shapes motion on Earth, and then scales outward to explain why planets form, why stars ignite, and why galaxies assemble into vast structures. Readers are led to see gravity not merely as a pulling force, but as a principle that organizes matter over enormous distances and times. The book highlights how gravity competes with other effects such as pressure, angular momentum, and radiation, producing stable configurations like planets and stars, as well as dramatic events like supernovae and black holes. Cox also frames gravity as a key player in the story of cosmic history, influencing how the early universe cooled and clumped into the first stars and galaxies. By keeping the focus on consequences that can be visualized, the text helps readers understand why gravity dominates on large scales, even though it is weak compared to other fundamental interactions. The result is a coherent picture of how the night sky, and ultimately our own origins, are tied to the same gravitational physics that governs a falling apple. Thirdly, the hidden world of atoms, fields, and quantum behavior. To explain why matter behaves the way it does, the book turns to the small-scale world of atoms and the quantum rules that underlie chemistry and materials. Cox aims to demystify quantum ideas by focusing on what they accomplish. They explain stability, the structure of the periodic table, and why the properties of solids, liquids, and gases differ so dramatically. Rather than treating quantum theory as pure weirdness, the discussion emphasizes that quantum behavior is the reason objects have predictable sizes, that light can interact with matter in specific ways, and that the richness of the material world comes from a limited set of particles and interactions. The idea of fields also becomes important because modern physics describes forces as field interactions rather than mechanical pushes and pulls. This helps connect the behavior of electrons in atoms to the behavior of stars and plasmas, showing that the same framework spans vast scales. Readers come away with an intuition for why the microscopic world sets the stage for everything else, including the emergence of life-friendly environments. The book uses this section to reinforce a broader message. The universe is comprehensible because simple underlying ingredients can produce layered complexity when combined under consistent laws. Fourthly, energy, heat, and the arrow of time. Another major topic is how energy flows shape natural processes and why time appears to have a direction. The book explores ideas related to thermodynamics, such as the transformation of energy, the spread of heat, and the way disorder tends to increase in closed systems. These concepts are not treated as dry definitions, but as explanations for everyday phenomena, like why hot objects cool down, why engines have limits, and why certain processes do not spontaneously reverse. Cox connects these principles to the history of the cosmos, where the universe evolves from a hot early state toward greater overall disorder, while still allowing pockets of complexity to arise. That seeming paradox becomes a point of insight. Local order can grow when energy gradients exist, and when there is a way to dump waste heat elsewhere. This provides a natural bridge to understanding weather systems, planetary climates, and even the conditions that allow life to persist. By tying the arrow of time to statistical behavior of many particles, the book offers readers a grounded way to think about irreversibility without requiring heavy mathematics. The reward is a clearer sense of why the future differs from the past, and how energy budgets quietly govern the possibilities of nature. Lastly, A Cosmic Narrative from the Big Bang to Life. The book ultimately frames physics as a story of origins and connections. It sketches a broad narrative that begins with the early universe and tracks how basic particles and forces lead to the formation of atoms, stars, planets, and the chemical ingredients needed for biology. Cox emphasizes that the elements essential to life were forged in stellar interiors and distributed by stellar deaths, making the link between cosmic events and human existence tangible. This topic also highlights how scientific understanding is built through observation, theory, and the interplay between them. Telescopes, particle experiments, and space missions become part of the background that supports the narrative, showing how evidence constrains what we can responsibly claim about the universe. The reader is encouraged to see humanity as part of an ongoing investigation rather than a finished story. By the end, the cumulative effect of earlier themes becomes clear. Forces and laws are not remote abstractions, but the threads that connect snowflakes, oceans, continents, and galaxies into one continuous tapestry. The book uses that continuity to deepen wonder while also cultivating intellectual humility, showing both how much we have learned and how many questions remain open at the frontiers of cosmology and fundamental physics. In conclusion, this book suits readers who enjoy big-picture explanations, nature writing with scientific backbone, and accessible accounts of cosmology and fundamental physics. It is especially valuable for people who feel they miss science the first time around, because it focuses on intuition, connections, and narrative rather than on heavy derivations. Students, lifelong learners, and anyone who likes documentaries about space and the natural world will find it rewarding, since it turns familiar experiences into stepping stones toward deeper concepts. Its main benefit is a changed way of seeing. Once you understand that the same principles shape ice crystals, storms, mountains, and galaxies, everyday observations become more meaningful. The book also strengthens critical thinking by modeling how scientists link evidence to explanation and why good theories are both constrained and creative. Compared with many popular physics titles, Forces of Nature stands out for its unifying scope. It does not simply catalog facts about the universe, it continually ties the cosmic to the personal and the abstract to the tangible. That synthesis makes it worth buying for readers who want a single, coherent journey that blends wonder with a clearer grasp of the forces that govern reality. If you would like to support Professor Brian Cox, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.